This is Todd from Toys That Kill. You're listening to Radio Like You Want It. I'm back, baby!
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Radio Like You Want returns from the bowels of San Francisco, Mike Routier, to show these motherfuckers worldwide how it's done.
We are going to show them how to skate, how to put out records, how to be in 8 different punk bands, because we're bringing in the best in the biz this week.
Todd Congelier from Toys That Kill, FYP, the Underground Railroad to Candyland. He's all over the map, and we got all kinds of Stoned at Heart.
There, you almost forgot one. I was going to call you out on it.
Are there any bands that this guy's not in, Mike?
That's exactly. That's what I was going to ask.
I first met Todd Congelier way back in the day. He was a pro skater, which to me meant, wow, somebody pays you to
now
ride.
How old
skateboard.
Was Todd when you met him?
As a pro skater.
He must have been a young lad.
Yeah, I
mean, young
he
lad.
Seemed like a little kid to me because they love to like fart and giggle about it, you know, in my car.
Well, you do that all the time.
Well, yeah, but I've gotten
like
older and appreciated that. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but at the time I was very serious. It alarmed me that they were farting in my car, you know. But Todd and the group, they came from San Pedro. I met him through a cat named Jed, I think in South Carolina, North Carolina. It's all back in the mist
wow,
of time.
This is like all over the globe here.
But these guys were always, they brought a half pipe with them everywhere they went, and they were like California punk rock kids. He's been putting out records on his own, Recess Records, and all kinds of stuff for years and years. And here's the thing about Todd Congelier, in a nutshell. He's just a sick fucking puppy. He never got out of sixth grade. And it's so beautiful to hear his lyrics. He comes from a childlike perspective is all I can say. It's like a sick,
a child at heart,
oversexed child. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna filter it through the child eyes of Todd this week, but we're also gonna bring all our regular features and kick this off with the Transmitters.
County Jail. To accept charges, press 0. To refuse charges, press 1. To prevent calls from this facility, press 6.
You like this is more happiness than I've ever known.
But Dr. Gogol, quite frankly, there's something about you that
repulses you.
I want your love on command. It's communism if you don't obey. I want your love on command. It's un-American for you to act this way. I've told you to shut your mouth and try to look pretty for me. But you refuse to live out my fantasy. So I'm giving you an order today. I want your love on command. It's communism if you don't obey. I want your love, every bit of your love on command. It's un-American for you to act this way. You're a fascist if you act this way.
Globetrotter, spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Set the stage for us, Mike. We're in Red Square.
Sleet's coming down. It's freezing out. 20 below. You're protesting Putin's upcoming election. You're in your tights, and you're jamming out punk rock tunes to the people.
It's like Riot Girl all over again in Red Square. This is Pussy Riot. They've been thrown in a gulag for their song, Putin Has Pissed Himself.
Не на вас по культуре и мужской истерии! Дикие вожди пожирают маски! Православная религия жесткого пениса пациентам предлагает принять конформность!
Бежим! Идет цезуристое видение! Пришло время подрывного столкновения! Стая сук сексистского режима просит прощения феминистского клина!
Бунт России!
Харизма протеста!
Бунт России!
Путин достал!
Бунт России!
Мы существуем!
Бунт России!
Райот! Райот!
Выйди на улицу! Живи на красной! Покажи свободу гражданской власти!
Dateline Red Square. This is Emery Cornfield from the BBC. I don't know what you're snickering at, Mike. Radio Like You Want.
Sorry, Emery. Didn't mean to
Radio Like
muff
You Want
you up.
Has needed to report this story from the beginning. Pussy Riot, they've been locked up by Putin's government.
By his cronies for all their shenanigans that they pulled during his election.
Lots of shenanigans. I think that's a Russian word even, shenanigans.
It is. Look
but
it
whatever,
up.
Whatever it is. Pussy Riot has been locked up just for expressing what should be their First Amendment rights. Mike, it's a travesty. It's unfair, and it won't stand. Radio Like You Want stands with these gals. The BBC stands with you. And Emery Cornfield stands with you, Mike.
Emery, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us the lowdown on that.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Routier.
Emery, before that, we heard Unknown Henson with Love on Command. We heard the Teenage Harlots from their Up the Fix record, 2006. And we kicked things off with the Transmitters, Teenage Tragedy from their 7-inch.
You do play some classic old tracks.
Oh, Emery, you old dog, you. Yes.
I mean, it reminds one of John Peel.
How about the Ramones? Have you English folks heard of the Ramones?
Caught them at the Roundhouse, 78, Mike. It was wild.
You
hanging
strummer,
from the
rotten.
Rafters. The Pistols were there, man. The Damned, Susie and the Banshees. Everyone showed up. I mean, the Ramones live. That's why I've come here, for radio like you want.
First Avenue, Minneapolis, 1986. It's the Ramones!
Yeah! Well, it's really great to be right here in Sydney, Australia. Take a beat. 1, 2, 3, 4!
We'll be right back.
Yo, 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 Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new music. Today's brand new music comes from the Larkmont Trash, who just put out a 8-song, 10-inch record called How I Spent My Summer Vacation with the Larkmont Trash. They take some garage rock, juice it up with some old-school, clean-sounding, open-chord, Kinks-style guitar, and then supplement it with that robot vocal delivery style. This track is called Lillehammer.
Yes, I have, Blag. Thanks for asking. In fact, I do that every morning.
I just turn over, smack her one, and go back to sleep.
The Larchmont Tret Lark or Larch?
I don't know. Gentile called it Larkmont, but I don't know.
But
I
he think, also
I
think calls himself Gentile.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think it's like the Philadelphia pronunciation. I think it's the Larchmont Trash. Lillehammer. I dig that one. Kind of garagey.
That was cool. You can see the Ramones influence there, of course.
You can see the Ramones influence in everything.
Whoa.
And the
you
live
just gotta
stuff.
Look.
The live stuff that you found this week, Mike, was sort of like, it reminded me of that phase of the Ramones when they kind of wanted to be hardcore. You know, they could hear these other hardcore bands coming up that were basically just them speeded up, and they were kind of reaching for that, and it almost kind of ruined them. But they were able live to somehow pull it off.
Yeah, you start like Joey just starts skipping to the words. Like he doesn't sing all the lyrics. It's
right,
like
it becomes
right, every third word gets spoken, but Yeah, they felt like they had to get with the times.
The Ramones hardcore phase from 1986. Only Big Mike would find that. Have we reminded these people about Pussy Riot?
Yes, we covered the Pussy Riot.
Okay, because I'm digging them. I want to sleep with somebody from Russia who stands for peace, freedom, equality, and sex with older people that like them.
Well, there's more and more of those every day, Blag. You might get lucky just yet. But we got this big Todd Congelier interview coming on up. We're going to kick things off with an FYP tune that you produced.
Oh, man.
Come Home Smelly.
This brings me some nostalgia. I don't want the BBC kicking in here, man, and trying to, like, horn in.
Creeping back.
Dumb little loser. Smelly, that's F-Y to the P. And we have in the studio with us the founder of FYP, Toys That Kill, the Underground Railroad to Candyland. It's Todd Congelier. Todd, what's really going on?
I'm just kicking it in the Honda studio, and we're going for it.
All right, so let's talk about FYP. This started as a way to prank your teachers in high school.
One example and one teacher was when I started skating, my first pro adventure, I guess it was kind of like a qualifier. Like if you did well in about a week's worth of contests, you go to the next level. And that's the best way I can explain it. And to do this, I had to take off a week of high school. So I went around to all my teachers, having them sign something that said, just give me my homework. I'm letting you sign this so you acknowledge that I'm gonna be gone. It wasn't to ask them, it wasn't permission or anything. It was just saying, just give me my work. You know I'm going. My government teacher, which we had, history, government, or whatever it was, he just said, no, I'm not signing it. He's flat out refused to sign it. So I was just like, well, you're not going to stop me from going. That's the thing. It's like, you think if you don't sign it, I'm not going to go. And he's like, well, I can't approve of this. And so.
What was it he disapproved of? Skating itself? Or just the fact that you were leaving for a week? Or was it just that he didn't like you? You were a fuck up. You were always talking shit.
I never talked shit to him, but he definitely didn't like me.
So he was like Mr. Hand to you, and you were so upset that you wrote
Mr.
this song.
Mr. Hand was pretty cool in the end, though, wasn't he?
That's right.
He never redeemed himself, this guy.
This guy never did. Yeah. So you gave him a cassette, and what was the song that was about him? Give me a sample of some of the lyrics you wrote in high school about your high school teacher.
Well, F.U. was one of the classics, I guess.
Okay.
If you say. Like, F.U. should have earned more. F.U. because I learned more. F. It wasn't fuck you, it was right. F and then a U in citizenship, even though that didn't apply in high school, but, unsatisfactory in citizenship.
That's right. So you were always kind of an F-minus student from this teacher.
Yeah.
Was there any, like, sexual harassment or weird stuff that went on with the teachers? What was it? How did they try to...
Thank you.
Now, what was it like being a pro skater? Were girls just throwing themselves at you at these skate competitions, begging for sex from Todd?
You know, they probably were, but I was really into skating at the time, and I probably wasn't paying attention. I don't think I ever hooked up with a skate Betty. You know them as groupies.
That's right.
But, you know, that's right.
Groupies are the whole point.
I was riding the terrain.
And you know, so what kind of tricks were you known for? What was your style? Who were you taking after?
I tried to make a trick called the Conjol Aerial, but it wasn't an air trick, so it didn't work. I was known for my lip tricks, and yeah.
So why did you ever give this up, Todd? It sounds like the life you could, you know.
Man, I wanted to be an artist.
You just wanted to be an artist. You didn't feel like these.
No, I you know what really, I really stopped because at the time I had a ramp in my backyard since I was probably 14, maybe 15. And my parents lost the house, so the ramp got torn down. We moved into this apartment, and I had to drive out to East LA to skate, and it just never worked. I could never get out there in time, and I didn't like street skating, so I lost my chops, I guess. So it just got to a point where I just couldn't. They would fly me out to Europe to skate in this contest, and I would show up there and I just wouldn't want to skate in it. I would just be sick of the, you know, you have to go and skate this thing right now. And it was kind of like, you know, I still had fun skating, but when it got to a point where I couldn't really skate every day and get into it, then I hated going to contests because it was just kind of like, once the pro thing started and got really, you know, the wheels started rolling, mm-hmm. you know what yeah. I'm saying? That's when it really stopped being fun. Like I would throw my board all the time and just get pissed off.
But isn't that just an outgrowth of being younger? Like people always did that with bands too. You know, it was always like the Kurt Cobain guys with the big record deals and a million records. They hated it. It was just no fun anymore. You're just like, motherfucker, you know, this is, you're doing what we want to do.
The way I remember it, it was like a very less successful Kurt Cobain of skating type of thing.
Right. You know?
And except for I didn't shoot myself, I got way more into music instead.
So it's kind of like shooting yourself.
It's kind of like shooting yourself.
All right, well, speaking of skating and death, we're going to play JFA just for a blast from the past on radio like you want. From today, you've been back All right. Mike. That was the Minutemen on Radio Like You Want, and we were just discussing Mr. Mike Watt. He's the patron saint of Pedro, is he not?
Yeah, you played JFA and the Minutemen?
Well, I played JFA, and then later on I played the Minutemen.
Yeah, I remember I heard it. It was good. It was, you know, it was cool.
Todd Congelier representing Down South for San Pedro. Which Minutemen song did we just play?
Paranoid Chant.
Tell me what's happening. Tell me what's happening. Well, I was hoping you would, but you're leaving me, hanging, Todd.
Yeah.
Mom sniffing dogs at my door. My rabbit's foot was narrow door. Mom sniffing dogs all night long. Dogs at my door. It's much too late for I told you so. Bomb sniffing dogs all night long. Bomb sniffing dogs at my door. 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 Tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Dogs at my door. And then I step in, no bombs no more. Bomb sniffing dogs all night long. Now where did it go wrong? Bomb sniffing dogs at my door. Bomb sniffing dogs at my door. Bomb sniffing dogs at my door. Bomb sniffing dogs at my door.
All right, that's Toys That Kill on Radio Like You Want. Now, Todd, how do you decide what song is a Toys That Kill song, what song is an Underground Railroad to Candyland song, what song's Todd's solo? You're kind of, you're more Lionel Richie pop-like escapades. How do we know which song
Hello,
is which?
Hello, is it me you're looking for? It sounded like I was joking before, but I really do ask Jimmy, our drummer, like, we get in the studio and just jam out, which is my garage, you know, and we'll go in there just with nothing in mind, just like, all right, I got some songs, let's check them out. And we'll play them, and if I don't have an opinion on it, he'll say, oh, it sounds like a Candyland song, you know. So sometimes that happens. Sometimes I just have it in my head.
Candyland seems a little more garage to me, a little more frat rock, a little more like all the guys stomping
frat,
around.
Frat rock.
Am I in the ballpark here?
I don't know what frat rock is, but I mean,
Louie, you know what I mean? It's like kind of more garagey.
Okay.
You tell me how you see the difference between Toys That Kill and Underground Candyland. It's different guys in there, right? Who's playing besides Jimmy? Jimmy ties
well, Jimmy
it all together.
Jimmy and Chachi are in both bands, and then
Chachi plays bass.
There's a different cast of characters every time we play for Candyland. So, Toys That Kill is Sean Cole, me, Jimmy, and Chachi all the time, no matter what, and. We actually just finished recording a record, and it sounds really nothing like Candyland, which the difference is, I guess, would be people will call it a surf rock band, which I, even when we made our, after we made our first record, I didn't really.
Do they surf in Pedro?
They do.
All right.
They do. So I believed them, and I said, well, I guess we're a surf rock band.
Now, how about you? You were a pro skater. Any surf interest? You ever gotten in there, ridden
I
the
tried,
wave?
And I can't do it.
Can't do yeah, it.
Can't,
wow.
Can't do it.
So it doesn't just translate one to the other. It's a whole different world.
Everyone says it does, but I can't do it.
You like, never felt it. Okay.
Maybe I did. Enough. I don't think I tried hard enough, though. So that's, there's a lot of things in life that I wish I could do, but I know that I just didn't try hard enough.
And right. Okay.
That's all right.
Let's go into the sordid drug behaviors of the Pedro area. What goes on out there? It's kind of a industrial backwater of Los Angeles. Torrance, Pedro, is that,
yeah.
am I right in there? Is it like a bunch of kids on PCP? What's the
well,
look?
They it was nicknamed Speedro for a while. So okay. That's all I gotta say about that. There's that, and a lot of the punks that, you know, that we know, that, you know, they definitely became victims of that shit where they can't control it, and, you know, that's the worst of it, I guess, but.
And what you're telling me, I guess, is that it all just comes back to Jimmy. Huh?
Oh, he's.
Is that the fact?
Have you ever.
Does Jimmy have a hat?
No.
I've lost it.
I was thinking about that. He has such nice hair, he never has to wear a hat. Like, okay. Look at my hair. I have to wear a hat right now.
Well, so. Jimmy's got great hair, and we're rolling on Radio Like You Want.
Tell the bands without a scorecard with Todd Congelier, man. He has more acts than you can shake a stick at.
And I don't even think we played all of them in that. We didn't even play his solo stuff. I mean, we just barely scratched the surface
of his
world.
And Todd's solo record is great. He did a whole thing with a girl. Worked female
the
vocals
whole thing
in.
With a girl.
So, yeah, I did the whole thing with a girl.
Wow.
And
quite courageous.
So just to list them one more time for the hell of it, Toys That Kill, FYP, Todd Congelier, Underground Railroad to Candyland, and Stoned at Heart. So many classic bands from that gentleman.
Now, is he active in all those bands?
He's active in all of them, and he writes for all of them. And
even
honestly,
FYP still?
No. They're not. They'll probably do like reunions and stuff. One of the Stutes, unfortunately, passed away. He was sort of he wasn't an original member, but he was kind of a symbolic link with FYP at some point. I don't know.
All right.
I should have gotten into that with him because usually we plumb the depths of people's, you know.
But you did this one, and this was a guerrilla interview for you.
Right.
You were out on the road doing this one.
We did that.
At the venue.
That's right. We did it on the fly, in the car kind of a deal. And Todd was knocking it out, smoking bongs, fighting.
Now, who was he
off.
Playing with the night that you did the interview and hung out?
The band was Toys That Kill. I mean, that's sort of the main thrust now, you know. And honestly, speaking of thrusting, you know, Mike recently wrote a dissertation that dealt with
that's right, Blag. In fact, we delved deep. What the?
It came from the garage.
Oh,
and you are
scary.
Deep in Harvey Kurtzman, Mad Magazine territory, Mike.
Alf Newman this week, Blag. We're doing the Fink, as only Alf can do it.
Alfred E. Newman on Radio
Like You Want.
Do the Fink.
It's Finkin' time! Hey, creepy chick, let's do the Fink. This dance is sick. Let's do the Fink. Go behind my back, give my back a whack, give my neck a crack, give my head a smack. Hey, creepy chick, chrome. Let's do the thing. It's so much fun. Come on, let's think. Punch me in the nose. Hit me with a hose. Kick me in the toes. Tear my brand new clothes. Hey, sugar crumb. Let's do other things. Big it up, baby. Now you're moving right. Let's think, cause it's mad. Let's think, cause it's boss. Let's think, think, think. But be sure you've got Blue Cross. Hey, creepy chick.
We'd like to stop playing this rubbish and dedicate a song to the Cream, regardless of what kind of group they might be in. We'd like to dedicate it to Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce.
Strikers right there, Act Like You Know, Out for Blood. Oh, doing a Dwarves cover right there.
It's hurting my ears, what Michael. The? I'm sorry. I can't.
Hey,
I can't.
Crusty curmudgeon. What the hell? How'd you get in here?
It's hard to concentrate with the noise, honestly.
Oh,
and
I'm
I've
sorry,
been listening
Krusty.
To the show, Mike, and trying to get a vibe for it. But honestly, I think you folks need to kind of bring it back to the roots.
Well, we bring it back. That's what the kids are into these days. We got, you know, all stuff about drugs and sex and liquor. I mean, you guys didn't even have liquor till like, what, the 30s after Prohibition or something.
Let me tell you something, Mike. We got a little kooky with it. Really? We hit the jug here and there. Believe you me.
Didn't know.
Just check out this number from Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys.
Jug.
Jug.
Old Joe's hitting the jug.
Jug.
Got speed in his chair, he hasn't got to care. Old Joe's hitting the jug.
Jug.
He's not working today.
Play.
He's not working today.
Hey.
Though he has got dime, he sings all the time. He's not working today.
Play.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Now old Joe.
Old Joe.
Yes, old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug. Are you listening? Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug.
Yeah.
Rusty Curmudgeon popped in here and threw on that Stuff Smith and his Onyx Boys jam.
He has been known to hijack the modern era, old Krusty, but I dig that number, man.
Talking
old
about
Jones
old school.
The jug. I'll tell you what, prior to that, we heard the Strikers do an Act Like You Know, a
Never
pale imitation
of, one, huh?
of the original by the Dwarves. But a
you
classic.
Know those guys?
I wish I did. That's a wonderful
yeah,
version
we all
by
do.
The Strikers.
Jimi Hendrix Experience before that. That was a live TV appearance where, you know, toward the end there, he didn't really like to dip back into his old catalog. He was into the new stuff. They booked him and wanted him to play Purple Haze or Foxy Lady or something, so he stopped right in the middle and cut into Sunshine of Your Love, and they quickly gave him the boot.
Is that right? Just for playing a Cream song?
Yeah, you, look, can hear him in, you can hear him in the song saying, they're shutting us off, and they try to wrap it up real quick. It's a little messy for Jimmy, but...
Anybody should be given the boot for playing a Cream song, but he actually pulls it off. If anybody can, well, you came in with a garage classic. What was that, like from a Mad Magazine Flexi disc or something?
The Alfred E. Newman, Do the Fink. That's the flip side of It's a Gas.
Oh, It's a Gas. Their classic ode to burping and farting.
That's, you know it.
You can't beat it. Mike, you bring such a classy feel to the show.
We try
Speaking
to up it a bit.
Speaking of classy, what about our new British correspondent?
Now that is class. That's how we're really pumping it up.
I'm telling you, Emery Cornfield is going to he's gonna blow Radio Like You Want into a first-class news establishment, Mike. You pick the tunes. Emery brings you the story.
Digs the dirt behind the daydream.
You're damn right. And you dug up some nasty, dirty, sick kind of stuff. The kind of stuff that would really turn ladies off. I mean, it's the kind of thing that they just don't
sick,
dig that
disgusting,
kind of a thing, man.
Revolting.
I mean,
that always brings the ladies' flag.
Lord Almighty.
I am woman. Hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore.
And I know too much to go back to
the tale. Time once again for the softer, caring, touching, dirty, vile side of Radio Like You Want.
You have gone, you're picking the low-hanging fruit this week. Like, yeah. This is an all-time classic by everybody's favorite female vocalist.
Blondie right here with X Offender.
I saw you standing on the corner. You look so big and fine. I really wanted to go out with you. So when you smiled, I laid my heart on the line.
Lying on the grass, looking up at the blue sky. Blue, blue, blue sky. And feel the weight of your body pressed against the grass. Go ahead, feel it. Go ahead, feel it. Feel the breeze caress your cheek. Now let your mind float up higher. The globe of the earth. Let your mind float into the solar system. Wander out into the galaxy. Blackness. Ooh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth. Sunward I have climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds, and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I have chased the shouting wind alone, and flown my eagle craft through this hall.
long, lyrics, burning blue. I have topped the windswept heights with easy grace. And then with silent lifting mind, I have trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of faith. Went with me. We flew. We flew.
Third, all the way from down under.
That's right, F-Hole Parade right there from his log bomb release. Ventures before that, Fourth Dimension, little Shatner thrown in there, mixed things up, and we started things off with our Estrogen OD of the episode, Blondie, Sex Offender. Made him change that to X Offender.
See what I mean?
See what they do? Flag, give them the lowdown on how to contact us.
RadioLikeYouWant.com is where you can get every Friday the brand new podcast. You can hit us up via email, interviews@RadioLikeYouWant.com. Do not send huge files or we will delete them.
Big thanks to Todd Congelier for joining us this week. And don't miss our upcoming show, Shannon the Clams, Spinning Cobras, Sammy Town, and Electric Frankenstein.
415-315-9662. You know that we broadcast from the San Francisco Bay Area, deep in the bowels of the Hate More. Radio Like You Want is a production of Garrity Worldwide, produced by Mike Aruthier and Blag the motherfucking Ripper.
See ya!
Greedy Worldwide.